While many of us are currently running around trying to buy presents, our guest today is busy selling them. But Linda Vavzhikova's company Allegria offers an unusual range of gifts. Rather than tangible objects, they sell experiences. They can organize everything from a day spent on the back of a bin lorry, to skiing pulled by horses, to all kinds of unusual spa treatments. And the business has been a big hit since it was started 3 years ago. Last year, Linda Vavzhikova, who is just 25, was named Czech Business Person of the Year. At the offices of Allegria, I asked her how she got the idea of selling experiences in the first place.
It was a bit longer process. We went with my friend for some relaxation weekend, a bottle of wine to Český Krumlov, and we were thinking, what kind of business should we start? And then we thought of gifts, and we said, but gifts, it's very complicated. You must, you know, pack the gifts and have, you know, some warehouses and stuff. So then we thought, if we cannot have the material gifts, what about non-material gifts? And that's experiences.
It's a quite a new concept, it seems to me anyway. How did people react when you began doing it? For example, I see that you have, one of the things you offer is a romantic evening in the astronomical tower at Prague's Klementinum. How do they, for example, react when you said, can we do this here?
Now it's much easier because it's a little bit better known, and this experience, for example, is very, very new. But at the beginning, there wasn't much problem with the customers, because when I had my first website, they were so excited, they started to order very, very quickly, and they were telling it to each other, so it was very easy with the customers, but it was much harder with suppliers, because to explain to somebody who is doing something, for example, is a photographer, to tell him, okay, I would like to use your atelier as experience and, you know, get people to your place, that was a little bit more complicated.
What are the most popular experiences that you sell to men and women?
It's usually that man buys it for women, so the men usually buy like some kind of massages and relaxation weekends, honey massage, rose massage, and all this kind of stuff. For women, usually for men, buy I don't know, riding in a Hummer, for example, that's the vehicle, or very popular is excavator.
You mean a digger?
Yeah, digger. And very popular is yachting, very popular is bubble, that's a plastic ball, you go inside and you roll down the hill. So these are the most hits, probably. And brewing your own beer, that's also very popular.
Why do you think that driving a digger is so popular among, I presume, adult men?
I think it's probably usually the boy's dream, you know, I would like to try this, and they've never had a chance. And now they are sitting somewhere in the office and they are getting, you know, kind of bored, and they can, you know, fulfill their kids' dreams. So that's probably it.
One thing I noticed on your website was that many of the gifts are quite normal. For example, wellness treatments of various kinds and spa treatments. But some of them are more surprising. For example, there's one called Sem Popelář, which means I'm a bin man. Where did that come from?
That's a little bit same as with a digger, because it's also boy's dream, you know, to ride on the back of that car and to try how it works. So that's another boy's dream.
You think it's typical of Czech men to dream of being a bin man?
Yeah, probably, yeah. It looks like that now.
Tell us, what is the military day that you offer?
Mm-hmm. It's a day in the army, basically. You can try it at any age, and you get to that base and you try to shoot arms and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So it's a little bit same as a day with special emergency unit. That's just another trying, you know, of being having a day like somebody.
When you talk about the emergency unit, is it a real one attending real accident scenes?
Yes, that's a real one. But it's a private company, but it's a real one. You get there, you get your equipment, you get your training, and then you go to some action.
Isn't it dangerous for the victims of accidents if somebody comes along who's paid for a day to be an ambulance driver or something?
No, it's usually like a simulated action. It's usually you get all the stuff, but then you can, if it's a real action, you get to stay in the background and you just watch.
Also, I saw that you have something where you offer a kind of return to communism.
Yes, we have that package. It's a package. It's the old car Tatra, which was driving all the officials in communism. So you drive in this car, then you get you go to communism museum, and then you have a typical communist picnic with all the things that were hard to get during communism, but they were able to get, and they are usually not on the market very much today.
So you mean kind of old-fashioned luxury goods?
Yeah. That kind of stuff. But also some typical communist food and drinks.
Such as?
It was very hard to get bananas and mandarins, so you get these. And you get some typical like Czech salamis and old beer in that old bottle and all this stuff.
Can you, or do you, prepare experiences to measure, so to speak? For example, if I call you and say, I want to drive a tram, and that isn't one of the experiences you're offering, can you organize it?
We can organize it, but we usually don't do this anymore. We did it on the beginning of the company, but now it takes a very long time before you can have one new experience. It takes, you have to test it, you have to write the contracts, you have to find the suppliers. So it takes a little bit long time, and usually when people are looking for a gift, they need it like immediately. So we have now about 180 experiences. Usually everybody finds one that suits him.
I presume that some people must call you with some very strange ideas about things that they want.
Yes, they do. They do. But it depends what you think is strange. Because in the beginning, I thought a lot of the things we now have are strange, and we found out that we are selling them every day. But people are calling us that they want to live an elephant alive and all this stuff. So
I presume now it's a busy period for you before Christmas. Are there any particular big sellers at the moment?
There are the top hits we have. So it's cooking with a Klucif Akci. They have a TV show, and so you can cook with them and be a chef. It's the best sellers are the ones I've already said, like Hammer. I don't know how to say this in English. It's driving in a car when it's on ice, and you try, how it works. So that's also very popular. And a simulator of the Boeing, of the airplane, yeah.
And finally, Linda, what would you like for Christmas?
When I put experiences aside, then probably some nice shoes and bags and jewelry.